Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from Hibbing Community College in Hibbing, Minnesota. And Hibbing, like many places, has changed a lot over the year. But then again, so have I. So have you. Everybody changes. Why are we so surprised that people stopped using stationery or wearing fedoras? If you don't try some new music once in a while, you start getting old, and that's just the worst, right? So you got to experience new things. A while back, we were doing the show from Tower at the Fortune Bay Resort and Casino, and it was just a little northeast of here, and when it was time to take a shower at the hotel, I expected to find those little complimentary bottles of shampoo and conditioner and soap and all the different things there, and that's what hotels do, right? But this place didn't do that. They had a container on the side of the tub there, and it was all-purpose conditioning shampoo and body wash. It was all in one, and maybe it might have done more. You could caulk your windows with it or kill wasps. I don't know, but I described the stuff as white goo, and probably the best, most appropriate way to describe it would be like the icing you put on toaster strudels. And it came out of the bottom there, and you put this, you gotta just, you know, here it is, you're holding it in your hand, you're holding change in your hand, and you're gonna put it in your hair, and that's a gamble, you know, that's different, that's gonna be unusual, but it's so easy. It's so convenient. One substance to wash your entire body. You know, so what if my father and my father's father used soap and shampoo? We're in a bold new world here. Change must come. So I did it. I put the stuff in. I head to toe with the goo. It rinsed off smooth. I walked away clean. But here's the thing. You never do walk away, do you? You never do walk away. No one does. We're always walking toward something. And change isn't good or bad. It's just what comes next. It's like that with change. You know, the Conda poo wash was a time saver for me. But I have no idea how it would work for someone who actually cares about their hair. For all I know, my hair turned green and fell out. I very rarely look in a mirror, to tell you the truth. But I also don't know what happens to the workers at the shampoo factory. I mean, the soap works. What happens when their operations are merged? Maybe a sad man comes home to his large family to tell the children that we may lather, we may rinse, but we may no longer repeat. Not until times have gotten better. When you walk towards what's next, that means you got to leave some things behind. Certain things in life, they're not going to happen. I got things like that. Some things are never going to happen. For instance, one thing that comes to mind, I had one chance to play chicken fight in a hotel pool with teenage girls, and it will never happen again. It's never going to happen again. It was back in high school, just in case you're wondering. I was in the high school page program at the legislature, and I was down there, and they had random kids from all over the state. You know, there was the Northwestern Minnesota farm boy, the Irish girl from St. Paul, the preppy basketball star from Duluth, the complicated brunette from the suburbs, which is a redundant phrase, the African-American girl from Minneapolis, the rich jerk from Rochester, and me, the socially awkward Iron Ranger. So some of us are in the pool. The two hottest girls are on the shoulders of the two hottest guys, and they're chicken fighting, and that's where your girl gets on the guy's shoulders, and they try to knock the other girl off, you know. It's mostly an excuse to go, And of course, for girls, that's what the excuse is. For guys, it's, holy crap, there's a wet, half-naked girl sitting on my shoulders. You know, that's the whole point for the guys. And anyway, there's only two other people left in the pool. It's the black girl from Minneapolis and me, the white kid from Cherry who shops in the Husky catalog. And I look up at her, and she looks down at me, and it's a no. It's a clear no. So I think, now, this is a race thing? Is this a matter of, you know, no, not yet. The arc of history bends toward justice type of thing. But no, she didn't want to chicken fight with me for all the normal reasons people don't want to put their inner thighs on the ears of a relative stranger. And in reflection, I now realize that my boobs were bigger than at least two of the girls in the pool. And you know what? That's in the past. That's in the past. Didn't happen, probably couldn't happen. That's all done. We're moving forward now. That's right. We've got a disease called change. It's inoperable, incurable, inevitable. Death, taxes, public speaking, those all scare people. They're all just a kind of change. So we at the Great Northern Radio Show have a cure for what ails you. A dash of music, attempted comedy, stories from real people. And after a while, you realize that you're just a human and it all feels better. So stick with us.